It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 12th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $72,144. ETH is up 0.5% at $4,026. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $530. Those are the leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Toncoin up 24%. Well, Coinbase is urging an appeals court to direct the SEC to initiate a rulemaking process for the crypto industry in the U.S. The exchange argues that the SEC violated the Administrative Procedures Act by not engaging in rulemaking and by not providing a detailed reason for denying Coinbase's petition for rulemaking. Coinbase insists that the SEC lacks the statutory authority to extend existing securities regulation to digital assets without congressional authorization. The exchange claims that the SEC's enforcement actions against crypto entities instead of establishing regulations have been arbitrary and capricious. Coinbase's legal action seeks to challenge the SEC's refusal to craft clear rules for the crypto space, emphasizing the need for stable standards and public input. The SEC has yet to comment on the matter. This legal dispute is separate from Coinbase's ongoing court battle with the SEC over allegations of operating an unregistered exchange. While the outcome of those legal challenges remains uncertain, they reflect broader industry concerns regarding regulatory clarity and the SEC's approach to crypto oversight. Well, Thailand's SEC has greenlit asset management firms to offer funds investing in U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs aimed at institutional investors. This move adjusts regulations to allow such investments, responding to requests from asset management firms. While the SEC remains cautious due to the high risk associated with digital assets, the decision follows Thailand's recent relaxation of tax rules on crypto trading. The step also aligns with the country's efforts to foster a conducive environment for crypto-related businesses, attracting global exchanges like Binance to establish a presence in the country. Well, El Salvador's Bitcoin treasury has seen an unrealized profit of $84 million with holdings acquired since September of 2021. Bitcoin's surge of 250% over the past year has boosted the treasury to over $206 million. President Nayib Bukele revealed that the nation is earning additional Bitcoin revenue through various avenues, including a citizenship passport program, Bitcoin mining, and government services. ARK Invest, led by Kathy Wood, sold $68 million worth of Coinbase shares yesterday. The sale, spread across three of its ETFs, marks one of the largest single-day offloads in dollar terms. Despite recent gains, Coin remains 26% below its all-time high set in November of 2021. And finally, NFT lending platform NFTFi has secured $6 million in its latest Series A1 funding round. This brings the total raised capital to $15 million. The funding aims to enhance the platform's dApp by introducing support for manual peer-to-peer loans and expanding its SDK's features to improve liquidity. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.